irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio. The year 2020 officially arrived, and a new Accent on London, LA, New York, Warsaw edition is premiering on LA Talk Radio. I am not in Los Angeles, I am in London. Nothing really changed except Accent on right now has edition coming from London, from New York, from Los Angeles, and from Warsaw. So today we are interviewing Joseph Mikołaj Ray Jr., who is president of One Polonia Inc., and we had him on our show before. Joseph will be calling to our London studio from New York. Hi, Mikołaj. Oh, hi, Joseph. How you would like us to call you?
Doesn't matter, whatever you feel comfortable with. You know, a lot of Polish people refer to me as Mikołaj, but a lot of English-speaking people would refer to me as Joseph, I guess.
I think people need to understand why we are confused so much and why we really, everybody wants to call you Mikołaj Ray Jr. instead of maybe Joseph. So I really, really think you need to give us all your family background and story, because we are so proud to have you with us here and knowing your background.
Yeah, well, my distant grandfather was the father of Polish literature. If you learn Polish, if you were a Polish Saturday school student, or learning in Poland, the first line you learn is the first line that was ever written in Polish by Mikołaj Ray. So I was actually told by someone a few months ago in Poland that I don't treat it as a big deal as maybe some people do, and they said that. You do realize that 99% of the people in Poland know exactly who, like, your family is. And, growing up in the United States most of my life, I didn't realize how big of a deal that was. But it's still kind of catching up to me that this history exists.
Absolutely, and we are very, very proud of your name and what you are doing right now to Polonia, to all Polish people who are trying to be united all around the world. So your company name is One Polonia Inc., and I read that your company is focused on increasing the brand identity of Poland, Polish people, Polish products, and the Polish communities and its organizations through the world. So you are doing something very, very special to all of us all around the world. And what is just fascinating to me is that you don't speak really very well Polish. You're really starting more and more to know this language and know our country. Your parents were Polish, yes. You have also a story about that, so I would like to a little bit remind all of that. But tell me how and when did you start your own company, One Polonia Inc.?
Well, One Polonia Inc. is really more focused on, it's actually an import business for beer. I'm involved in a lot of non-for-profits. I'm actually the president of the General Pulaski Association, that's in Western New York, which Western New York has Buffalo and Rochester, Niagara Falls. But One Polonia Inc., it really is focused more on I'm making my own beer in Poland. As far as I'm a Polish citizen now, you know, my mother and father, my mother was born in Krasnik, Poland. My father was born in the United States. My grandfather, my father's father, was also born in Poland. All my grandparents were born in Poland. But my grandfather was also Mikołaj Ray, first one to come to the United States. And, you know, he came into the town that I actually live in right now. And, you know, after my parents passed away in 2012, they're 17 years apart in age. They died months apart. That's kind of where everything started, with me getting very involved in Polonia. My heritage became my family, and I don't have anyone left in the United States. So my heritage became my family, and I got very involved and used a lot of my experience and success in business and turned it into helping the Polish community, Polish organizations, and I enjoy networking and meeting people. And it's not really something that is going to benefit you financially, and frankly, it costs. I can't even tell you hundreds of thousands of dollars that I spent just last year, travel and you know, attending events, but it's something that I love doing.
Wow, that's a really, really very, very special way of describing why you wanted to be involved in Polish community. You mentioned, yes, that you do not have a family in New York, and now Polonia or Polish community become your family in a way, and Poland for sure is your country, equally probably important like America. But if you will not do what you are doing right now, and because I know how deeply involved you are, what you are doing, and we'll be talking about this a little bit more, what you will be doing if you will never ever touch the Polish tradition, heritage, and Polish culture, and travel to Poland, what you will be doing in America?
Well, I think I would just be doing business. Frankly, there are days that I get very frustrated with the jealousy that may exist. You know, one of the first words I remember learning and or hearing in Polish was "zazdrość."
Zazdrość. So
I really
jealousy. Yeah.
It's something that it exists. I mean, an event I do in Buffalo currently with it's the Polish Happy Hour on Friday. This coming Friday will be the 98th Polish Happy Hour, and you know, I make nothing from that, and we've actually raised close to $180,000 for Polish churches and Polish not-for-profits in the Western New York area. And yet, you know, I hear from people that somehow they think that if I'm flying business class to Poland, etc., they're like, oh, he makes money from the Polish Happy Hour and that's how he does it. And it's ridiculous for me, but it people want to believe what they want to believe. I mean, the day before New Year's, there was for Sylvester, the Polish New Year's Eve. I don't have any kids. I'm a single guy. And yet I went to go help the Polish Saturday School, and I was carrying chairs from the basement of the hall to the basement hall to the top hall, helping them set up. And you know, people don't see that, yet they want to think and believe something else. And
yeah,
that definitely hurts. But you know, so when I hear that, and I'm a little weaker at times, I do think to myself, and I have some people around me, and they're like, you know, you're stupid for doing all this stuff. You could be making, you know, so much money if you were in. I mean, my full time job is basically Polonia. I mean, I probably average 80 to 100 plus hours a week. You know, it's constantly people are asking me to do things and help them. I mean, I'm actually, there's an event at two churches actually tomorrow, and they want me to be I have a custom made gulal, a Polish Mountaineer outfit, and they want me to dress up and be with them. It's a Polish dance group, and they want me to sing Kolendy, the Polish yes. Christmas carols, with them. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. I actually haven't slept in over a day. I've been busy with a lot of stuff, but so there's just my involvement is it never ends. But
you need to be careful, Mikołaj, because having too big heart sometimes is not so good. So you need to learn in 2020 from time to time say no to certain people and see the real picture, how you really do the big picture. You create a very, very big picture. We'll be talking about 2019, the year, which I cannot even believe how much you accomplished through 1 year, a lot, and we'll be talking about this. But you are right, you know, when it comes to jealousy, when it comes to people like watching closely what you do and trying to find out why you are doing this or that, over the years, I decided to not care. Because eventually the bigger picture will win and will be the most important. I know what you want to do. I know what you are doing. So really, I think you need to look above all of that things and or maybe not even deal with people who you will find out that they are really troublemakers. And we want unite. We don't want divide people. So people who divide, they need to be outsiders. I think they already need to find a place out, not in. So, you know, I'm thankful to meeting you a year ago and talking especially about this beautiful, amazing Buffalo, because you live in Buffalo City, the city of good neighbors. That's how they call. And they say that Buffalo has right now almost 300,000 people. And I think in July, you were hosting 60 million Congress Global Polonia Summit during Buffalo Polonia weekend. So you please describe us this event, because I know we were talking on radio, on LA Talk Radio, on Accent On, and try to promote a little what you were doing. But to me, that was bigger than life event. So could we go back to this event and please describe what is this event about?
Yeah, so well, first of all, the city of Buffalo has over 300,000 people. The area surrounding Buffalo, Western New York, has approximately 350,000 people of Polish heritage. So, unfortunately, for someone like me, I feel that the older people have been able to experience a Polonia that I've never been able to experience. Buffalo's an older Polonia. There are Polish speaking people here, not in numbers like Chicago or New York. Yet we have per capita, there are more people of Polish heritage in Western New York than anywhere outside of Poland. So, you know, we don't have many Asians or Latinos. It's heavily European here, and Polish is a very strong number. Where, you know, we have a lot of our politicians are Polish or married to someone that's Polish, and old Polish people vote. So the politicians listen to that Polish demographic. That's why we've been able to do a lot. Unfortunately, over the decades, the Western New York area, Buffalo, has, I feel, been ignored. There's always attention for elected officials in Poland, and they go to Chicago, they go to New York, now they're going to where a lot of the newer generations of Polish people are going, in Los Angeles and Miami, and now there's a consulate in Houston, Las Vegas, Phoenix, and you know, Buffalo has been ignored. So we've been trying to, and I guess you could say I was leading the charge, trying to make these connections between Buffalo and Poland greater. And one of the things that we're trying to do is, we have a Buffalo Niagara International Airport, yet there's no international flights out of that airport. So the New York State government is looking at incentives to offer airlines to come in and service the Buffalo Niagara International Airport, or we want Polish LOT Airlines to be that airlines, where in Buffalo right now, or Western New York, there are 380,000 plus yearly trips to Europe, and yet all those people have to fly out of an airport like Toronto or JFK in New York or O'Hare in Chicago. They have to go somewhere else to go to their destination in Europe. So what we're looking to do is to set up that connection where Warsaw, Poland, which in Łódź, they're planning on making the largest airport in East or Central Europe by 2027, that could be the hub for you know, connecting Western New York to Europe. So instead of us taking somewhere else or flying somewhere else, we can now take an Uber or a Lyft to or a taxi to the airport, and you know, end up in Poland. And these people of Polish heritage could end up experiencing Poland maybe for a few days, and then going to, you know, London or Italy or, you know, Germany or what have you. So that's what we're basically looking that's one of the things we're looking to do. But we're looking to bring businesses either from Poland or businesses from the Western New York area to Poland. Or you know, I became good friends with Daniel Kupczynski, the British MP, member of Parliament, and we're hoping to bring him to Buffalo in September of 2020. And he's, you know, been a very big advocate for the Brexit, and he wants to make these deals and these connections, and especially starting with areas that have a lot of Polish people, since he was born in Poland and left to England at age 7. So a summit like the 60 million is really good to you know, connect people, Polish people everywhere. And you don't know, you know, you make a connection today and you don't really know how tomorrow that connection is going to flourish into a great relationship.
You know, this is a genius plan. I cannot even imagine how many people will love to travel and stop and just bring business in and out between all of these countries. So I think this is a wonderful plan. You said that between 2020 and 2027, maybe all of this happen. I think we'll have maybe one moment for a little bit break. We'll play some music and we will come back in 3 minutes with our interview with Joseph Mikołaj Ray Jr. We're gonna play a song, "The World Will Belong to Us." I wrote the song together with Jarosław Kokulski a few years ago. So please listen to Ilona Europa, "The World Will Belong to Us."
So many things
We are back, Accent on LA Talk Radio, London edition. Today we are talking with Joseph Mikołaj Ray Jr. He's calling from New York, Buffalo. And I am very proud to know Joseph or Mikołaj. Polish people love to call you Mikołaj too. And I cannot wait for us to meet face to face, and probably we'll meet in London soon, because we were talking about the summit that was in Buffalo, but I know that in 2019, you also had similar summits in Miami and London and Berlin and in Rzeszów, another Polish town. So my question would be, you have traveled all over the world supporting Polonia communities, organizations, and had big meetings with high-level Polish elected officials in 2019. So outside of hard work, I'm sure you have some of your favorite memories of events you experienced in 2019 and some wonderful people stories. So could you tell us a little bit why 2019 was so successful, in my opinion, and probably in yours too?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of airport visits, and I think I saw my app for Intercontinental Hotel Group that I stayed in with them 78 hotel nights. So I think, you know, starting off last year, I went to the International Polonaise Ball in Miami, which I'm now on the board of directors, and the I sat at Lady Blanca's royal table, and I sat next to a guy who didn't speak Polish or didn't speak English. He was the chief engineer of the Darmojeja, the Polish naval tall ship. It's a teaching ship for like young students to be like the Polish Navy, and I started buying him drinks and talking with him, and I really admired his tie. And it was a tie with this Garmorgeja name and a symbol, and I wanted to know how I could buy the tie. And the girl that I was with spoke Polish, and she was translating for us, and he said that, after the tie, or after the evening, I'll give you my tie. So before that happened, he gave me a coin, almost like a lot of veterans or military people, when they go to different parts of the world, they get a medallion, a special coin. So he gives me this coin. And then I bought him a couple more drinks, and he gave me a Polish Navy pin. And then at the end of the night, before he left, he took his tie off, and I ended up reconnecting with him. He lives in Gdańsk. Ended up connecting with him in August, and with some family. And we went to Gdynia and Sopot, and the Garmorgeja was in Gdynia, and he gave us a private tour, took us through the engine room and the captain's quarters and everything. So that goes back to what we were talking about of, you know, meeting people, and you don't really know how that's going to connect. And I would have probably reached in my pocket and gave the guy $100 for the tie or and buy a brand new one. I wasn't expecting what ended up happening, and it ended up giving my family a great experience in Poland. And that's one thing. In Buffalo, we mentioned the 60 million. I go to conferences all the time, and not just that. That's just one conference that exists. The Buffalo one, I went 5 days without sleep and slept for a couple hours, and then went 6 days without sleep and to put together that whole weekend. And we had a parade, and there's a Polish festival, and we had approximately 50 people, a delegation of like 50 Polish people from Poland. And it was just it was pretty impactful for Buffalo. It was held at a prestigious cancer hospital. It's world renowned. Marie Skłodowska-Curie actually visited that hospital like over 100 years ago. They were a co-sponsor of the event. We had the minister or the vice minister of health. We had the minister of investment and economic development. The consul general from Toronto, consul general from New York. A lot of people from Podkarpatsky region and from the sister city of Buffalo, which is Rzeszów. So we had a great turnout, and in TVP was there, Polish National Television, and Niagara Falls was white and red. And it was another opportunity to showcase Buffalo. Right now, if I look out the window, there's some snow on the ground. Not much, but it's about freezing right now. So Buffalo a lot of times gets criticized for its weather, and yet we had this at a good time of the year. And I think a lot of people were very impressed. You mentioned Buffalo, the city of good neighbors, and we really are the city of good neighbors. I mean, this is a city where if you want someone's help, people just come together and they help few people. I think in other areas will help. Pushing people out of snowbanks and helping you if you got water in your basement, various things like that. It's a when I started my first business at a very young age, at 8 years old, and the more I got involved and I traveled and doing different things, I just thought Buffalo was not in my future. And, you know, I came back, not for the best reasons, but I came back, took care of my parents before they passed away and dealt with all their stuff after they passed away. And like I said, I got involved in Polonia here, and it's turned into now, you know, I met some girls in various places, and I know they've got a successful career, and I mean, I it's going to be very hard for me to leave Buffalo, and it's partly because of my involvement in Polonia, and I feel there's a lot on my shoulders. Yeah. And if I walk away, I don't know
who will pick these things up, yes, and carry on.
Exactly.
But you know what? You already speak like pure, wonderful Polish person who just have very big heart and believes in tradition and heritage and everything what the best of Poles really carry in their hearts. So I think Buffalo will be your home. Poland is your home. America is your home. This is what life is right now about. But you have a mission. You have a really so much, you put so much time and energy and heart into everything what you do. And knowing that probably in 2020 you will be having probably even bigger event. Because knowing you, you already plan 2020. Already you have probably your calendar filled with events and what you have planned. So could you tell us a little bit, 2020 and Buffalo, this is the next summit time?
Well, I guess the best way to talk about my 2020 is about the things that I have coming up immediately. We're actually going to have a Polish festival and a parade and a conference, a global Polonia summit, not the 60 million, but another one in Buffalo in September. That will be September 18th to September 20th, 2020. Polish people or people from Poland can now travel to the United States visa free. So that will hopefully have a better attendance than we had last year. But, you know, in just at the end of this month, or towards the end of this month, January 25th, is the Polish International Polonaise Ball that's run by the American Institute of Polish Culture, which I'm on the board of directors. It was started by Lady Blanca, and that's in Miami. There'll be a lot of famous guests. The Polish ambassador to Italy, Anna Maria Anders, will be there. I believe he retired now, the retired NBA basketball player, Marcin Gortat, will be there. A guy that used to work for NASA or does work for NASA now that was involved with the Mars project.
And this is happening. This is happening in January, and I understand. I will be trying, and thank you for trying to connect us with Lady Blanca. And hopefully, we'll be talking about this event before end of this month. So this will be in Miami in January. Yes.
Yep, at the Eden Rock Hotel. It's in Miami Beach, North Collins Avenue. It's January 25th. That's the ball. And then there's a brunch the next day. But it really brings, before any conferences, et cetera, that ball for, I think it's going to be the 48th year of doing the International Polonaise Ball. It brings Polish people together from everywhere. And it's, you know, a lot of the, I mean, there's szlachta, there's nobility of people coming from, you know, wherever. There's been kings of African countries there, and there's been, before I've ever attended, there were some more nobility from Europe that was coming, and you know, famous people like the TV star from MASH, Loretta Swit, you know, various actresses over the years, TV personalities, musicians, and, you know, leaders in Polonia, people that have been made it very successful. I mean, the ball is, you know, unfortunately not I wish everybody could attend at least once, but you know, it does add up.
Now, when we are talking about on LA Talk Radio and Accent On, so I'm sure a lot of people would love to be part of this ball. And I know it's not a lot of time, but it's still in Miami. Weather is wonderful. Polish people can travel right now easily to America, so no big deal. But also we have people all around America who probably would love to check this event out, if not for this year, for another year. And again, thank you for giving me all informations. I will be trying to connect with organizers. And I know that you are on the board of directors of the American Institute of Polish Culture, and this is and they are organizing this event. So the bestest people are working on the success for 48th ball in Miami, so congratulations on that already. And you know, going very fast to plans for 2020, I would like to know if you will be flying to London anytime soon.
I was asked last year to be a judge, and I believe it was Miss Polonia UK, and I believe they suggested that for me to be a judge in that this year, and I think I don't really have the dates. I think that's either in March or in May. So that might be an opportunity for me to go. I don't really know when I'm going to London next. I'm sure it's going to happen sometime in the next 6 months, but I don't have any specific plans. I know my friend Daniel Kupczynski, the member of British Parliament, he recently won in an election, so I haven't communicated with him much as of late, but I do love London. I usually stay in Kensington, and you know, I have various friends there already. I was just there, going back to your previous question, I was in London, I think, 3 times last year, and the last time it was the 250th anniversary of Polish and UK diplomatic relations. So there was a celebrity soccer game, and there were things at the embassy, and you know, I basically flew in for that, and then I went to Poland for various meetings. So London, I feel very comfortable in, and I actually feel very safe in London. Look what happened on the bridge there with that Łukasz guy who stopped that terrorist attack.
Absolutely, you know. Very scary situation, but it's nice to know that a Polish gentleman was so big part of saving people's life, and we are very proud of that. And yes, I love London too. It's very raining, but it's one of the most amazing towns in the world for sure. And practically, I hear Polish language every 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes, so I really feel like I'm in home. What is the funniest situation, that the English accent is practically sometimes very hard to understand. So I am saying that 4 months into being here and feeling like in home, I still think that Accent On, my radio show, will have a lot of English people that I will be saying, "What did you say? Can you repeat again?" Because they have really hard accents. So, yes, I'm looking forward to meeting you in person. I'm sure we'll meet in March when you'll be here. The event, the Polish, you will be finding the most beautiful Polonia girl here. And every second girl is the most beautiful here. So life is great. And I am already thinking you are very, very busy. And 2020 only started. So you need a lot of sleep, a lot of rest. And I just need to congratulate you for 2019. And what do you think? Will it be easier or harder or better? How will be the 2020 for us?
Well, you know, I think in 2020 I feel already drained, but I think the more, going back to the Polonia stuff, the more that I do what I've done, I feel that my skin is getting a little thicker. I'm not allowing some things to bother me as much. And you know, the more that your name is out there, eventually, you know, when I first got involved, I mean, it still happens, but you know, all these different rumors were coming out, and you know, some people maybe listened to those rumors at first, and before you know it, they kept not watching with their ears, they were watching with their eyes, and realizing that the people that they were hearing these rumors from was the problem, not me being the problem. So I hope there's more of that in the year of 2020. I hope in general our community, our society, our world has better vision.
I know what you're saying, and practically all around the world, I think people need to stop hurting people and focusing on better themselves, and then they will have no time to think how to put down somebody else who practically work very hard. And this is practically your journey. You are working on a very, very big picture. So it takes years to just get rid of some naysayers and just focus on what is your goal, because your goal is very noble, and I know your heart is big, and you are a Polish person right now, so we are lucky to have you. And 2020, I know, will be amazing for all of us, and will be time to probably celebrate with another interview soon. And I think I will say goodbye, sleep well, and I know weather is cold in Buffalo. Here is no winter, so I am excited about weather in London. And even for 2 days, we had no rain. So, whoa, what's happened? So life is good. And thank you, Joseph Mikołaj Ray Jr., so much for calling to London from your New York Buffalo office. And I wish you all the best in 2020.
Same to you. Thank you.
Thank you. I would like to thank my friends Karen Dabby and Chrissy Lomax for wonderfully guest hosting Accent On show when I'm away. And special thanks to Natasha Miraya for producing Accent On a London edition. And I would like to end today's show with the song she wrote, Natasha Mira, Invisible Hero.
Take a moment, catch my breath. No air.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.